Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
JetBlue gets Jet German.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. I remember the launch of JetBlue Airways back in 2000. George Soros was one of the original investors, a fleet of new Airbus A320s with DirecTV for each passenger. The low-cost carrier made a big splash and for years did very well. But lately, JetBlue's been facing tough headwinds. Fuel prices are high and competition has been intense. JetBlue stock has been cut in half this year. This morning, a friend from Germany stepped in to help. Lufthansa is buying 19% of JetBlue. More from our European correspondent, Megan Williams.
JetBlue Airways just got a $300 million German cash injection. After two annual losses, the struggling U.S. discount airliner needed it. Lufthansa also got closer to what it's after, a feeder system to connect to U.S. flights. Under the new Open Skies Treaty that starts next year, European and U.S. airlines will now be able to fly any route between European and American cities. The deal also lets European investors buy non-voting capital control of an American carrier. Landesbank Baden-Württemberg analyst Perola Hellgren says the cheap U.S. dollar and overcapacity throughout the airline industry are two major factors that drove the deal.
There are too many airlines, and that's especially the case in the U.S., and the way to correct that is through alliances on the one hand and then outright mergers and acquisitions.
For now, the agreement is financial only. The two companies won't yet be selling tickets on each other's flights. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
The stock markets continue to struggle with a credit crunch, questioning whether the Fed is doing enough to help. Yesterday's figures on retail sales were shockingly strong. Maybe we'll avoid recession after all. The Dow added 44 to 13,517. The S&P picked up nearly 2, but the Nasdaq slipped 2 points. While you were sleeping, stock markets in Asia edged lower, had a weak reading on Japanese business confidence. The major markets in Europe are little changed at this hour. If you're hoping for a fat pay raise next year, early indicators don't appear to be so encouraging. Management consultant Towers Perrin says corporate salary budgets are expected to go up an average 3.9%. That's the same reported for this year. But don't despair. An increasing slice of the salary pie is not included in those figures. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
More and more companies are supplementing employees' regular salaries with pay for performance. Ravin Jesutasan of Towers Perrin says financial services firms have long paid out bonuses for good performance, but in recent years, even union employees have begun to see a portion of their pay tied to how well they do their jobs. He says the shift reduces fixed costs for employers, and linking pay to performance has advantages for both sides.
Because in one fell swoop, you send a message to the broad workforce and to individuals as to what is truly valued by the enterprise, and you actually give them a stake in that success.
But what if you've always felt your manager has it in for you? Jesutasan says companies are getting more rigorous about how they measure employee performance so personal biases don't get in the way of someone's bonus. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Goldman Sachs may be the only firm on Wall Street in a position to offer big pay raises, thanks to a tiny group of traders. They made contrary bets on the mortgage market earlier this year. So while everyone on Wall Street was bleeding when the subprime crisis hit, Goldman was making money, heavy money. The Wall Street Journal calls it one of the biggest windfalls in years, $4 billion in profits. As a result, Goldman is expected to earn more than $11 billion this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. Conversations from the corner office, dialogues with top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
Golden Globe nominations were announced yesterday. In film, 35 titles are up for awards. That'll make for a lot of jockeying for attention. Studio campaigns are already underway. Selling points will include accolades from the critics' associations. The critics have already selected best pictures. Let's bring in Mike Spire, executive editor of Variety. Mike, which critics' associations carry the most weight?
The ones that matter and have mattered over time have been the obvious big market ones like New York and Los Angeles. There's a next tier of them like Chicago, San Francisco, and Washington. They probably don't matter as much to the public, but certainly the studios and the indie companies use them because if they collect a lot of awards and a lot of recognition, they're going to use as many as possible.
So give me a sense of what happens behind the scenes and as they jockey for position. I mean, I'm talking about the studios in trying to get these critics to put their films at the top of the list.
This is why the studios love this time of year, especially if they have a movie that people love, because if you get something like No Country for Old Men, which won the New York Film Critics Association, you can use that as kind of ammunition and use that as kind of momentum as so many films try to jockey for position and try to get that Best Picture Oscar.
Is there a New York state of mind that is different than L.A.? I mean, do the films that are chosen in New York differ greatly from the ones that get picked up in L.A.?
Yeah, there is. The L.A. film critics are just bathing in movies and screenings and premieres all the time. I mean, every single day. They might have seen more came early to them, because here in Los Angeles, you can really get a screening to any movie at any time.
What did they choose this year?
They chose There Will Be Blood, which is the Daniel Day-Lewis movie, which that's not to say that other critics groups won't pick it, but very rarely do you see New York and Los Angeles meeting in the middle and picking the same one.
So when a critic in New York or L.A. says, this is Best Picture, what does it mean for business?
It's great for the indie box office business. I mean, you use that in your ad campaign. And when you use that, people say, wow, this must be a really good film in a season where there's so many movies to choose from. Why not go to see the one that people at least are acknowledging as something that's quality? So it's better than not winning, and it's great to put it on the poster. You might not win any trophies down the road, but you can get that moment where you say, you got to come see our movie when there's 100 movies out there.
Mike Spire is executive editor of Variety here in L.A. Mike's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.